The masters regarded one another.
KP, I mean Connie, has a point, said Kip.
KP?
Connie looked at him curiously. He waved it aside, looking a little uncomfortable and not meeting her gaze as he continued talking.
We, the masters, are all well known by sight. Even the Jedi here are mostly knights. I hate sending an apprentice in, but she might get further with them than any of us.
Hamner glanced at Connie, worriedly.
They might arrest you, Connie. You know that.
She shrugged her slender shoulders.
So what? I haven't done anything. I don't know anything. Well, not very much. I wouldn't be of much use. And after all, Master Hamner, this is the Galactic Alliance we're talking about. Even Tahiri Vela is getting decent treatment and a fair trial.
Hamner considered. She could do what he, or indeed any of the masters, could not. This Mando would want Hamner. With Connie, he could reach Hamner, but he couldn't do much else with her. She knew nothing about the buildup of Stealth X's, nothing about the Sith, and very little about Sathaeus and Turi. But she'd spent enough time with Hamner to know how he would reply to various terms and conditions. Connie was a bright young woman and could think on her feet. All in all, she was uniquely useful.
Very well, he said. Go unarmed, with your hands in plain sight. Don't give them any reason to open fire on you.
She paled a little as the realization that this was actually going to happen sank in, but nodded.
Let's do this, then.
10 minutes later, wearing only apprentice robes and carrying only a comlink, Connie Asari stood ready to go. The rest of the masters, and a fairly large crowd of other Jedi trapped in the temple, were assembled in the formal entrance hall. No one trusted the Mandos not to have snipers, and so everyone was careful to stay well away from the entrance. Connie looked nervous, her eyes wide, her breathing quick. Hamner placed a steadying hand on her shoulder.
You don't have to do this, Connie. I'm not making it an order.
She looked up at him.
I know, sir. I want to.
You know what to tell them?
She grinned.
I do. I speak on behalf of Master Kenth Hamner, who is interested in opening negotiations for the peaceful resolution of this situation, blah, 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 and lead them in a circle until you all figure out what to do next.
Don't let them rattle you, Katarn said. They're Mandos. They enjoy causing fear.
I won't, Master Katarn.
She smoothed her robes, brushed a hand over her blonde hair, then looked back at Master Hamner.
Hopefully you'll hear from Dala soon,
she said, patting the comlink tucked in the sleeve of her robe.
Hopefully you'll be back in time for dinner,
Hamner said. He squeezed her shoulder and gave her a gentle push. Connie stepped forward briskly. As soon as she reached the top of the stairs, she held her hands aloft, then turned around slowly to show she carried no weapons. There were security monitors in various places in the entrance, and the masters moved as one to regard them. Hamner realized he had been holding his breath, and now let it out slowly. He had been afraid they'd fire on the girl without seeing that she had come unarmed. Connie moved down the stairs. A figure detached itself from the ring of Mandalorians and their siege vehicles. It was Balak Rawl, striding briskly up the stairs, despite the armor, toward Connie.
That's a good sign, murmured Hamner. If Rawl himself is going to meet her, then he recognizes her as a formal emissary of the temple.
Others did not look so certain. Rawl halted halfway and eyed Connie up and down.
You are not Sathaeus Saw, he said.
He had a mic of some sort attached to his armor, and his voice carried loudly.
No, sir,
said Connie. Her voice was picked up by the same mic. Hamner was proud of her. Her voice didn't shake at all.
Nor are you Turi Ultamic, though you resemble her.
I am Jedi Apprentice Connie Asari, assistant to Master Kenth Hamner. He has instructed me to come negotiate with you concerning this situation.
Negotiate?
That is correct, sir.
The Mando regarded her for a long moment. Then, before anyone realized what he was planning, he had drawn a handheld blaster from his belt, pointed it at Connie from a distance of a third of a meter, and fired. Connie Asari dropped without a cry, dead before she hit the stairs.